Welcome, everybody. It's great to have you today.
Okay, so for the reason for this video is that we're going to share what reparation for sin is, how it relates to the devotion to the Holy Face of Jesus, and then at the end of this video, give you some prayers that puts it all together so you can apply what you've learned. But first, it's been a while since Janelle's been with us here.
Well, the last time I did some videos with Ken was during Lent, and so now we're approaching the end of the Easter season. Pentecost is right around the corner, and I'm, you know, thinking, should I plant a garden? So we're in our new place now since October, and so there's lots of activity and things going on outside that we need to get working on.
So speaking of activities in our home, we're also going to share with you something that we're going to be doing on Pentecost Sunday. Coming up. So let's talk about reparation for sin. First, let's talk about what Our Lady of Fatima said to the children.
September 13th, 1917. Pray, pray very much, and make sacrifices for sinners, for many souls go to hell, because there are none to sacrifice themselves and to pray for them. About 3 years ago, Ken and I did this video series called The Fatima Consecration, and so we were really able to dive into a lot of the teachings about Our Lady of Fatima, and we read a book called Calls by Sister Lucia. And it was really, what really struck me the most was how much these little children were capable of doing in terms of reparation, and how Our Lady did not shy back from asking that of the children. And so I just think, you know, if this can be asked of little children, how much more can a grown adult do?
Yeah. And the word reparation presumes a couple things: that sin offends God, and that we have to make amends for that sin. Mm-hmm. This is why I think it's sort of unpopular right now, because no one wants to acknowledge the seriousness of sin. But sin is real. Sin is an infinite offense against God. And so we can make amends for sin, our own personal sin, and that of the whole world. And that's what one of the messages of Our Lady of Fatima is: reparation. And if she is asking children to make reparation for sin, do you think perhaps she's asking us? And the culture of the time of 1917, think about it. It was still a Christ-centered culture for the most part. Look how far we have come. How much more needed reparation is for our time. Now, if you love somebody and they get hurt, don't you want to try and make it better? Well, reparation is an act of love. If we truly love Jesus and he's wounded by our sin, then we should want to make amends and ease his heart. Now, some might say, well, how could God be offended, or how could God be hurt by our sin? Because he's all powerful, he's all knowing, he's everywhere. Well, let's talk about two types of glory with God. You have his extrinsic glory, and then you have his intrinsic glory. The intrinsic glory of God is the glory that he has in and of himself. The extrinsic glory, and this is very important, is the glory that is to be shown forth in this world. And so we can detract or glorify God in this world through our actions, through our words, through our thoughts, through our prayers. And so when we say that Jesus is wounded by our sin, what we're saying is that God's glory is being stolen from him. And his heart is wounded. His extrinsic glory is being detracted. And this offends God. If you think back to the Baltimore Catechism, the basic question, what is the purpose of our life? Do you remember? To know, love, and serve God in this life and to be happy with him in the next. This glorifies God, to know him, to love him, to serve him. This glorifies him. And when we don't know him and love him and serve him, this detracts from the glory of God in this world. And Saint
Irenaeus.
Thanks. Saint Irenaeus says, the glory of God is man fully alive. And when we're not, so in other words, when we're not fully alive, we are detracting from the glory of God. This is what sin does. And this is what we're making reparation for.
The Catechism of the Catholic Church says, Christ's whole life is an offering to the Father. From the first moment of his incarnation, the Son embraces the Father's plan of divine salvation in his redemptive mission.
Notice the language here. Christ's whole life. It's not just part of his life. It's just not the part of him on the cross that is part of the redemptive plan for mankind. No, it's his whole life. And so if Jesus' whole life was offered for the salvation and redemption of other people, to repair for sin, shouldn't ours be as well? If we are to be like Jesus in all things, then shouldn't our life also be a life of reparation? And we can see this with what St. Paul says in the scriptures.
I rejoice in my sufferings and complete what is lacking in Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, the church.
When we read this, we could think, what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ? Was Jesus' sacrifice somehow insufficient? And the answer is no. There is no defect in the redemptive act of God in Jesus Christ. No defect. But what is lacking is it's an indication that we are invited to participate in the redemptive act of Jesus Christ. And so we are all to say with St. Paul, let I make up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of the body, the church. This is what God calls all of us to do. This is at the heart of reparation. And oh, how it is forgotten. So the key point here is that our life should be a life of reparation, as Jesus was. So we unite ourselves to Jesus, because on our own, our works are useless. It is only by the power of the Holy Spirit, when we are in the state of grace, that our prayers, our sacrifices, our works can take on a redemptive quality.
Three effects of reparation are, number one, repair the injustice done by sin. On November 24th, 1843, our Lord spoke the following words to Sister Marie de Saint-Pierre. The earth is covered with crimes. The violation of the first three commandments of God has irritated my Father. The holy name of God blasphemed, and the holy day of the Lord profaned, fills up the measure of iniquities. These sins have risen unto the throne of God and provoked his wrath, which will soon burst forth if his justice be not appeased. At no time has these crimes reached such a pitch. So, just curious, who is Sister Marie de Saint-Pierre?
Oh, you missed the last video.
No, I did watch it, but sometimes I don't remember names.
So she is one that the Lord used in a powerful way to promote devotion to the Holy Face. She's not the only one, but she's a key one, particularly the one that started the Arch Fraternity of the Holy Face of Jesus, which I referred to back in my last video. But the point here is this: in her private revelations, Jesus is telling her that God the Father is offended by sin, but that his justice can be appeased. So that's where reparation comes in. We can appease the justice of God, because when we sin, an injustice has happened. We have, in one sense, stolen the glory of God. Remember, the extrinsic glory of God is to be shown forth in this world. God is due this. He's worthy of this. And when we don't do this, or others don't do this, this is a great injustice. So we steal from what is rightfully God's. And that, again, is the heart of reparation.
So what does that mean when the glory of God is shown in this world?
Going back to the Baltimore Catechism, to know, love, and serve God in this life, when we live according to God's purposes, his plans, according to his divinely revealed truths, the virtuous life, living a holy life. That is how we show forth God's glory, obedience to him, knowing him, loving him, and serving him.
Mm-hmm. So when you see a lot of people living out the faith, that's the glory of God.
That is the glory of God. It's man fully alive is people in a state of grace. Mm-hmm. And when people are... bringing this right down. When people are not in a state of grace, that is detracting from the glory of God. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you can see how needed this is.
The second effect of reparation is growth in merit. Jesus said to Sister Marie de Saint-Pierre, according to the care you take in making reparation to my face, disfigured by blasphemies, so will I take care of yours, which has been disfigured by sin. I will reprint therein my image and render it as beautiful as it was on leaving the baptismal font.
So here's one of the promises of devotion to the Holy Face, but there's blessing for us as well. Besides reparation, something happens within us. There's a growth in merit, great blessing. Like basically every devotion that we have within the church, you'll find that there's promises attached to them. And this is just one. We'll do another video on all the promises. But it also reminds me of Galatians 6:7. As a man reaps, he sows. So when we sow justice, make amends, God cannot be outdone in generosity. He's going to bless us. But the other side of it is as well for the world. When we detract from the glory of God and sin against him, again, God cannot be mocked. A man will reap what he sows. So we can reap a bountiful blessing through through devotion to the holy face of Jesus.
The third effect of reparation, it wins grace for others. Jesus said to Sister Marie de Saint-Pierre, "By my holy face, you will obtain the conversion of many sinners. Nothing that you ask in making this offering will be refused to you. If you knew how pleasing the sight of my face is to my Father."
So do you have people in your life that you want their hearts to be converted to Jesus? I do. I got 7, 8, 9. My responsibility as a father is the faith of my family. And I pray, and I've been trying to pray daily to the Holy Face for the conversion of my family. Now, some might say, well, isn't your family already converted? Hey, I don't think we're in the final unit of state that the scripture, saints talk about.
Just come be a fly on the wall in our house and you'll quickly see there's much vice over here.
So until then, I'm going to pound heaven with prayers, but particularly I've been praying this way. Eternal Father, I offer you the merits of the holy face of Jesus for the conversion of, and then I say, my children's names. And Janelle. And myself. Just a thought, maybe you could do something like that. But the point is, conversion happens. Jesus is promising conversion to those who have devotion to his holy face, conversion of others. But just one key point here. What makes the prayers and the sacrifices that we do in reparation for sin valuable? Is it the amount of prayers that we do? Is it the hardness of our sacrifice and how much it hurts? No. What makes our prayers and sacrifices so valuable is the amount of love that is put into it. So that's very important to remember. Reparation is an act of love to Jesus. So if we're not making reparation for sin, we should maybe ask ourselves the question, why not? Is it because maybe we're just ignorant of this? Or is it an indication of our lack of love for Jesus? So what are some concrete ways that we can make reparation for sin? The Holy Face devotion is one of them. We'll give you some prayers at the end here. But within our home, there's a couple things that we've been more specifically doing.
Mm-hmm. So this year in particular, I've always wanted to have like a morning family prayer time. You know, when you homeschool, you can do these things. Or even if you don't homeschool, you can get together before the school bus comes and picks up your kids. But anyhow, one prayer that we make sure to pray as a family is a morning offering. And that's when we offer our day. And there is a line in there that says, in reparation for sin. And for the conversion of sinners. And so that's one thing that I feel is like a non-negotiable. We have to do that every single day. But
Go ahead.
But one thing that we do now on a monthly basis, we were doing it prior to COVID in our home, and now we've started up again since January, is hosting a monthly rosary potluck in our home specifically for reparation for sin. And that's been really great. So our next one's actually on Pentecost Sunday.
Yeah, and it's something that God has placed upon our hearts. We've mentioned it before, but I think there's been wonderful graces that we've experienced through this, welcoming people into our homes to pray with us.
Mm-hmm. And we're always very clear on what intentions we're praying for. And clearly people can offer other intentions as well. But number one, we always pray for...
peace in the world?
Yeah, sorry, go for it. You go for it.
Okay, peace in the world and peace in our home. Reparation for sin, our own sin and that of the entire world. And number three, that God would raise up saints in our midst. In other words, that God would be glorified. Mm-hmm. So we gather in our home once a month and we see who comes.
Yeah, I try to always have at least one new family that comes. And I find that's kind of my biggest dilemma is like, you know, the space is limited, but I want to invite everybody. So yeah, I do my best and ask the Lord to just really put it on my heart.
And we have found that we kind of max out at 80.
Yeah,
that kinda, 80. That was a little hard.
Yeah, one time I think we had like 86 and I was like, wow, this is noisy in here. But now that the weather's nicer, maybe it'll kind of, people can go outside and, you know.
Yeah, yeah, because we're all on top of each other. Okay.
Our Lord to Sister Mary of St. Peter. Rejoice, my daughter, because the hour approaches when the most beautiful work under the sun will be born.
Now, Jesus is referring to the devotion to the Holy Face. Rejoice, the hour is coming. Is the hour here? I think it is. At least it is in our lives. Can't speak for you. So I've been really, it's been on my heart to share with you this important devotion for reparation. I'm not doing this in substitution of praying or daily rosary, but this is something extra that has been placed upon my heart. And maybe it'd be something that you would be interested in as well.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I feel like it's not just being imprinted on your heart, Ken. I feel like as soon as you mentioned it to a couple of people, it's like God's been placing this devotion on their hearts as well. Like a couple friends that, you know, just talking about it in passing. And this one friend particularly, she's like, I have all the books. I just ordered all the books. I felt like God was calling me to order the books. And she did. And she read them and devoured them. And then she lent them all to us. And yeah, so it just seems like this is a season for the Holy Face.
Mm-hmm. So I said we would leave you with some prayers that you could say in reparation for sin to the Holy Face. Now, this is really important because we've been talking about it, but talking about devotion to the Holy Face gives the impression that we have a devotion to the Holy Face. It's not the case. You got to do something. You have to pray. Mm-hmm. And so I want to give you an example of what a prayer of reparation sounds like. So Janelle will read, and then at the end of this video, we'll link to a prayer video with many more prayers of reparation. But here's just a brief section of one.
Eternal Father, turn away your angry gaze from our guilty people, whose face has become unsightly in your eyes. Look instead upon the face of your beloved Son, in whom you are well pleased. We now offer you this holy face, covered with shame and disfigured by bloody bruises, in reparation for the crimes of our age, in order to appease your anger, justly provoked against us.
Now, is it clear what a prayer of reparation sounds like? I feel like that just hits the heart. And so at the end of this video, we have prepared prayers for you to pray along with us. Please share with us below what stood out to you and why. I always love learning from you, and we'll see you soon. Thank you for watching. If you've been blessed by this video, would you please consider becoming our monthly Patreon supporter? To support, click the link at the end of this video, also in the description.